Streaming now on the ABC Listen app.
Live from the ABC studios on Panola Road, you're listening to ABC Southeast with Selena Green.
It is the last time for 2022 that we're going to check in on what our men sheds have been up to. And joining us from the Mount Gambier men shed, Peter Hennis, hello.
Morning, Selena, and good morning, listeners.
I can't believe we're here at the end of another year doing a wrap.
Yeah, it's gone too quick.
It must mean
one thing, we're getting older.
Oh,
it goes quicker.
I think that's what they say, and it certainly feels like that, that's for sure. So we've got a few men sheds to get through this morning, and as we always like to, why don't we kick off with your shed in Mount Gambier. What have you been up to?
Mount Gambier men shed have had an influx of 6 new members in the last month, which is not too bad for a place like ours. We've also made up 2 trolleys for the local dog obedience club so they can transport their equipment around. And the sheds also help Rotary to build the framework for one of the local stores here with their plastic lids, plastic bins in there so they can catch all the lids with them.
Fantastic. Let's head down the coast. Port Mac have been making some items for sale for Christmas.
Yeah, they've been making wooden Christmas trees. I thought trees were made out of wood, but these were a different type of thing. They're slatted timber, old pallets and that type of thing that they've used. And they've gained 3 new members in the last month also, so they've been busy down there. And most people are doing their own thing and just attending the shed down there.
Great. Well, great to hear some additional members for some of these sheds. Now, Kingston are also got a bit of a Christmas theme to the work they're doing at the moment.
Yeah, last month the Kingston shed were making up decorations for the council over there. They've made up snowmen, baubles, Christmas trees. Most of these are all being put on the main intersections in town. And they're made out of the old pallets that they can get hold of, and they're about 1.2 metres high, so everyone should be able to see them easy enough.
Beautiful. Sticking along the coast, and Robe should say hello to Robe, because it looks like they've got their AGM on today.
Yeah, Robe have got their AGM on today, and they've been planting grapevines in an area at the back of their shed that's got a little pergola, just to grow it up over the top and give them a bit of shade on the north side when they sit out there having their coffees.
Beautiful. Got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning. Peter's from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and we like to do a whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to from time to time. Tintinara, garden beds. Now, these are so popular with the men's sheds, aren't they?
It's incredible. I mean, I never knew so many people wanted raised garden beds. But, they've been going butcher's hook up there and keeping the guys up there very busy. They've also got a couple of men building rocking horses up there. I gather that they'd be for their grandchildren or whatever up there. Another is making planter boxes, and another one is revamping garden seats in the old type that you used to see sitting out the front with the wrought iron frames. Mm. And they're having a Christmas lunch coming up shortly, and that's about it at this stage.
All right. But Watertown, they're doing a bit of an interesting project with an old wool table.
Yeah, I queried this when I first rang them up. They said they've got an old wool table that they're revamping, and they've got to clean it up and tidy it up, sand it a little bit, but very little, because they want to keep the names and so forth on there. And then they've got to varnish it, and there's a glass top goes over the top of it. And these people want it for their dining table.
Oh, beautiful. That'll make a unique little talking point, I think.
It'll be very interesting to see some of the names and so forth that are on there.
Absolutely. Great piece of history. So it looks like Narracourt are looking to build a new shed, and they're going to need some financial help for that.
Yeah, up at Narracourt, they've got engines. The engine club up there is part of their club, and it's in a different area altogether on the other side of town. So that what they're looking at is getting some grants and approvals and so forth to build another shed next door to theirs, so that they can all be in the one area. And quite a bit of work is being carried out at the shed as well, making Christmas gifts for families, and that's about all they've been doing up there.
Beautiful. Now, the Panola Men Shed, these wasp boxes, I think you and I talked about these once.
We've talked about them. Well, they've done them last year, and they've done them again this year. The Cyrex wasps, the 141 up there, have asked them to make some more up. They've been completed. They took them up there last week, and when they took them up there, they were also given a barbecue lunch on the premises, and as a thank you for what they've done. Also, about a month ago, they had a visit from Arthritis Australia, and this was a presentation on the do's and don'ts of arthritis and what you're supposed to do and not do and so forth. And they've been doing an outdoor wrought iron bench as well, and fixing that up. Making bird boxes out of solid logs and or bird nesting areas out of solid blocks. They're for sale up there. The red gum inlay table that I've been talking about a couple of times now is with the Southern Cross stars on it is nearly finished, and as soon as I get a copy of that, I'll drop it into the ABC and people can have a look-see at that.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how that shapes up. It sounds like a really good project. Peter Hennis in the studio with me this morning, wrapping up the year, what our men's clubs have been up to in recent times. It's our last wrap for the year. Hopping over the border, let's go to our Western Victoria clubs. What have Coleraine been doing?
Well, Coleraine, I ring up my regular person that I ring up over there, and unfortunately he has pulled the pin on the men's shed, and Max has been a fantastic contributor to the shed, but he just at this stage is feeling that he's not getting enough out of the situation over there, and so he's informed me that he won't be reporting anymore. But he did put me on to another person, and they've been making outdoor furniture over the outdoor tables, and these are to be installed in front of the businesses in town, and they're having a wind-up dinner on the 3rd of December.
Okay. Haywood, now they've done something interesting because for a men's shed, they've held a women's health forum.
Yeah, Haywood tend to hold quite a few forums over there with health, and not just for men but for women. They are a mixed shed. It might be a men's shed, but they're a mixed shed. And this time they decided they'd hold a women's forum with 35 attending. And the shed has also been busy making billboards or the signs that go out the front of businesses and so forth. So they've been making a heap of them up. And they've been lining the shed and putting paint on the inside and finishing that off. So that'll be finished shortly. And the Lions Club and the Men's Shed have also conducted a fundraiser for the Black Dog over in Victoria, and that was held in the main street. They had 86 motorbikes, 26 cars from Warrnambool, Mount Gambier, Portland, Hamilton, and they raised over $1,000 for that, so that's a fantastic job. And I heard you talking about the Black Dog before, so there's another one going on for it.
Fantastic. And Peter, our last shed for today and for the year is Casterton, and they've got a lovely relationship with the local primary school.
Yeah, each Thursday children from the local primary school come in, they're year six, and they come into the shed for a couple of hours, and they're being taught how to use the tools safely. They are making a coat rack over there at the moment, and the children are doing all the work on it. The men are actually just cutting out with the larger drop saw and things like that, which are fairly dangerous, but the kids are doing the drills and that type of, and sanding equipment and all that. So they're using that under a bit of supervision, and other than that, there's not a lot much going on over there. They're drinking a lot of coffee and sitting down talking and thinking about what they're going to do. And by the time they work out what they are doing, it's time to go home. And they say, well, that's it for another week. So with that, I'll say Merry Christmas to everybody. I don't know whether that's been said on the ABC yet.
I think it might be first.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll catch you in the new year.
Fantastic. Thanks, Peter, and thanks for coming in throughout the year for all your reports.
And thanks for the ABC as well.
We love what you do. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Don't forget, if you'd like to have a membership with your local men's shed, they'd be very keen to hear from you. Give your local shed a call. It is 5 minutes to 10.